Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, March 9th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were May corn down a quarter of a cent, May wheat down a penny and three quarters, and May beans down 5.5 cents. Currently, we have crude oil down 25 cents a barrel. We've been as low as 48.79. We've rallied $1.25 off those lows. The dollar is now lower on the day, about 37 ticks. Metals are mixed, so a little bit of a mixed action out on the outside markets. Exports this morning in the grains, 392 on the wheat, 740 on the corn, and 485 on the beans. We did have a sale this morning of 120,000 metric tons of corn to Japan, and the Saudis are apparently looking to buy 720,000 metric tons of wheat. We'll have to see if the U.S. gets any of that business. It's kind of doubtful, but if we could see a little bit of business there, it would certainly give the wheat market a little bit of a boost out here. Now, obviously, we have the WASDE report at 11 o'clock here this morning. Most people are looking for the carryout numbers to be virtually unchanged on this report, but world carryouts could be increased because of increases in the Brazilian soybean crop, increases in the Brazil corn crop, maybe even some increases in Argentina's crops as well. So that's put a little bit of bearish pressure on these markets, along with the weakness in the crude oil over the last several days. And there's been a lot of stories floating around about some of the money flow coming back out of commodities for a while here, but I don't really think that's the main factor out here. We do have the funds still long the beans and corn, meal, oil, so I think that's still a bit of a problem for this market. But in the short run, you know, I still believe the beans have got some risk out here as we pick up more acres. Now, the University of Illinois came out with a study and said that certainly the corn-bean ratio will have an impact on how much acres get switched, particularly with the, you know, corn-bean ratio at 2.5 to 1 or higher. But they also said there's a lot of other factors that will determine whether or not farmers do make that big of an increase. Obviously, planting conditions early and profitability. So there's a lot that we've always said can affect the planting numbers. Now, it certainly looks like guys are going to get into the fields early. There's some talk in the southern plains about guys getting corn in the ground now. I don't think it's widespread, but I think it's certainly starting out there. So if guys can't get the corn in the ground, are they just going to go ahead and plant corn? I think in a lot of cases they will. So if we have good spring weather, I think we could see the corn acres not lose as much as some people would think, including myself. But if we do get wet at all, then I think we'll see, you know, 4 to 6 million acres of corn go into beans out here. So it'll be an interesting day with the WASDE report that comes out at 11 o'clock. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.